Imagine being stranded at an airport as flights get canceled one after another. While fellow travelers descend into rage, you remain curiously calm, even finding the situation interesting. This is precisely what happened to William Irvin during a cascade of travel disruptions. Rather than succumbing to frustration, he reframed the experience as a test of character, a challenge from what he playfully calls the Stoic gods. This perspective transformed a potentially miserable day into a personal victory. The Stoic Challenge offers a practical approach to resilience that has captivated Silicon Valley executives, professional athletes, and celebrities alike. Unlike many self-help books with superficial solutions, this work revives ancient Stoic wisdom while backing it with modern psychological research. The result is a surprisingly optimistic philosophy that doesn't ask us to suppress emotions, but rather to transform how we experience life's inevitable obstacles, turning setbacks into opportunities for growth and even satisfaction. Life flows smoothly until it doesn't. Setbacks range from burnt toast to terminal illness, stemming from others or our own choices. Events affect people differently because obstacles connect to our desires. The more we want something, the more painful interference becomes. Even careful planning can't prevent all problems. When facing setbacks, our priority must be preventing negative emotional flooding. The Stoic strategy hinges on speed. We have about 5 seconds to frame a setback as a test before our subconscious triggers negative emotions. This brief window represents the critical moment between an event and our emotional response becoming fixed. Reflexive profanity might still occur despite practice, but this doesn't prevent successfully employing the strategy if done promptly. Unlike Jefferson's count to 10 approach for damage control, the Stoic 5-second rule aims at prevention, a far more effective approach. The Stoics viewed challenges as calibrated exercises designed to strengthen character, like a trainer adjusting weights to build specific muscles. For those uncomfortable with religious beliefs, the strategy works with imaginary gods as a convenient fiction that shapes our responses. The optimal reaction isn't just staying calm, but welcoming setbacks enthusiastically, like a firefighter eager to demonstrate their training. Consider astronaut Neil Armstrong, who, after narrowly ejecting from a burning lunar lander trainer, calmly returned to his office to complete paperwork, behavior his colleague noted most astronauts wouldn't have shown. 13-year-old surfer Bethany Hamilton lost her left arm to a shark attack, yet was back on a surfboard within 26 days and won the National Scholastic Surfing Association Championship within 2 years. Allison Botha survived a brutal abduction and stabbing that left her for dead. During recovery, she became an inspirational speaker, embracing the Stoic philosophy that we cannot always control what happens in our life, but we can always control what we do with what happens. Film critic Roger Ebert, after losing his voice to cancer, delivered a TED Talk using a speech synthesizer while making jokes through gestures, earning a standing ovation. These stories demonstrate how ordinary people transform potential tragedies into personal triumphs through courage and intelligence rather than self-pity. Two psychological phenomena shape our experience of setbacks: anchoring and framing. Anchoring occurs when initial reference points unconsciously influence judgments. The Stoics use this through negative visualization, briefly imagining worse life circumstances. These flickering thoughts about potential losses create renewed appreciation when returning to reality. This technique requires no training, costs nothing, and takes only seconds to practice anywhere. While anchoring helps us appreciate life, framing prevents setbacks from disrupting our tranquility. The Stoics recognized that our judgments about events, not the events themselves, determine our emotional responses. In an art gallery metaphor, optimists place life's events in beautiful frames, pessimists in ugly ones. Useful reframing strategies include the incompetence frame, attributing problems to incompetence rather than malice, the storytelling frame, creating an interesting narrative, the comedic frame, responding with humor like Socrates, the game frame, treating challenges as play, and the stoic test frame, viewing setbacks as challenges to our resilience. Once we reframe setbacks as tests, we can view them as skill-building opportunities. While genuine setbacks require surprise, we can deliberately place ourselves in challenging situations, what Irvin calls stoic adventures. What constitutes a challenge varies by individual. For some, making breakfast. For Michael Jordan, becoming a minor league baseball player. For Irvin, learning to row. These adventures help us confront our lazy Bill, the inner voice urging surrender when things get difficult, transforming our response to setbacks from frustration to opportunity. We can also engage in toughness training by creating intentional discomfort to expand our comfort zones through systematic exposure to fears, physical discomfort like underdressing in cold weather, or exploring hunger by reducing portions and eliminating snacks. The Stoics understood that systematic exposure to discomfort ultimately reduces total discomfort in daily living, building resilience while enhancing our appreciation for simple pleasures. Like it or not, we are all going to die. The Stoics advise framing death as both a test and an adventure. When you die, your life should be as complete as possible. Those you helped have been thanked, and people you love know of your love. There should be few things about your life you'd want to change, both through your choices and your acceptance of whatever life you found yourself living. Julius Canus exemplified the Stoic approach when condemned by Emperor Caligula. Taken to his execution during a board game, he complained not about dying, but about being prevented from finishing the game. He treated death as an adventure, curious whether his spirit could witness its departure from his body. Seneca's death also demonstrates Stoic principles. Condemned by Nero, he chose suicide over execution. When friends wept at his final moments, he chastised them for abandoning their stoicism when it was most needed. Despite a difficult end, he remained true to his principles. The Stoic approach to death isn't morbid, but liberating. By contemplating our mortality regularly, we appreciate life more fully and prepare for its inevitable conclusion. As poet Mary Oliver expressed, we can enter death's cottage of darkness full of curiosity, a bride married to amazement. In a world dominated by outrage and victimhood, Stoicism offers an empowering alternative that helps us take responsibility for our emotional responses while building resilience. By reframing setbacks as character tests rather than personal affronts, we transform from victims of circumstance to victors over our reactions. This approach doesn't deny reality or suppress emotions, but provides a practical framework for changing our relationship with challenges. We can become setback connoisseurs who find difficulties fascinating rather than merely enduring them. Life will test you. The question is whether you'll be ready. When you view obstacles as opportunities to demonstrate resilience and ingenuity, you don't just survive challenges, you thrive because of them. The Stoic approach transforms how you experience life itself.